definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. It is a Music Monday as we broadcast live from the First United Bank Studios. The Visual Edge IT hotline is 806-771-0973. You can get to us through the Yates Flooring Center chat line. A lot of people would like to get to us in more ways than one. It is presented by the Happy State Bank. That is the app that is presented there on 100.7thescore.com. What's up, David Collier?
What's up, Hacks? Pretty good weekend for you, baseball-wise. For all of us, for that matter. My goodness. I mean, we knew that they could play at home. We found out they could do it against a team that was tied for first place heading into the weekend in the conference. That was pretty exciting to listen to some of that and watch it. A lot of baseball. I watched so much baseball yesterday that every single inning ran together. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, what had this happened in game two or did it happen in game three?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that happens a lot in those. And by the time you're sitting there at the end of the day, it's all kind of just blended together. But when it's blended together with you making plays, you making timely hits, you know, didn't score a ton of runs, but you scored more than they did each time. And on Friday, you scored a ton of runs with 15. It was amazing to me how quickly West Virginia raised the white flag on that deal. It was, we give up really early, and you could tell. I mean, it's like, and then next pitcher has an inning and a third's worth of work this year. Pinch hitter. And you're like, this guy's giving up. And then Saturday, you don't get to play because it was so nasty. And I'm thankful they waited, even though it does stink to play doubleheaders. And it throws everything into a tizzy. But it was the right decision. You know, Tim Tadlock told me before the game that if you'd have had a dirt field, a natural surface, you'd have never taken the tarp off yesterday until the end of the day. And that's when it got really cold.
Mm-hmm.
Once the rain stopped falling, it got really cold. So, yeah, good weekend.
Yeah. I can speak from experience. Drove all the way to Dallas and Saturday morning after a night full of rain. Even with a tarp on the field, there was a river flowing in Richardson right over the top of the softball field on an all-dirt field. So, yeah, it would have been the same issue here. You guys got to play on Sunday. They didn't get to play on Sunday, but probably for the better.
You know, you got just this kind of rash of injuries on their side. J.J. Weatherholt's been banged up. They've got some pitchers banged up. Their number one reliever's gone. You think about all the relievers that you have are gone. You have a line drive taken to the face by Owen Washburn, who's just sitting there on the bench. You just don't, you know, if you have time, which they did, because West Virginia took off this morning.
Yeah.
Their flight was this morning. They didn't have to move any flight arrangements.
I was wondering how that was working.
Yeah, they're flying commercial. And they took off this morning.
Okay.
If you got a whole day.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, and I didn't know their flight arrangements. I was surprised they didn't start it earlier, the series earlier. But if they're not flying out to today, it makes sense.
Yeah. They're, the guy that they brought in to do the color announcing was a Texan. I think he lived in Houston. And he had made arrangements for Sunday late afternoon. And so, like, in the middle of the doubleheader, and I mean in the middle of, like, the first game.
Yeah.
He's like, well, there he goes.
Hey.
He's taken off. He's gone. We had a 16-year-old birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday. Was that fun?
Cameron.
Yeah.
I didn't get to spend hardly any of it with her, but I was at the ballpark from 10:30 to... When are we in that thing? 8:30, I think. 10:30 to 8:30 at the ballpark yesterday. Got home, gave her a gift. She immediately took off and used the gift. She had a shopping spree at the mall, evidently. So, Cameron Faye turned 16 yesterday. So,
happy birthday to her. I After the rain out, I had breakfast with the daughter, hopped in the car, drove back, was ready to sit on the couch, maybe take a nap. Got in, hadn't changed anything, and it was, hey, we're going bowling in 45 minutes, so be ready. And I'm like, oh, sweet. So sit down.
That's when you ran into Bullfighter.
Yep, walk into the bowling alley. We're in lane like 15 or 14, and in lane 15, same little ball return and everything. Uh-huh. Bullfighter's like, hey. So we bowled for 3 hours. And it was a good time. It was fun.
3 hours?
Yeah. We met somebody there that bowls there regularly.
Oh, okay.
So we had a three-hour window, and they were
there
the
whole time.
That's
why you were saying it cost too much. We were there for 3 hours.
Yeah, we were there for 3 hours. It did cost.
Those 30 beers you had to buy, man.
Quite a bit. No
pictures. Runs up there.
No picture proof of me drinking any beer, so.
Price gets steep in a hurry.
Yeah. It was fun, though. I won 59 my first game.
That's a good game, man.
Yeah, 159 the first game. It wasn't any better the rest of the time, but I was over 100 every single time. That was the goal.
I remember back in the day, and again, Choice thinks this is all bogus because I rolled him in the end of the bench Olympics. I would struggle to break 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I figured out how to bowl in, in the game that we were rolling, and I beat him, and he's still upset about it.
I bowl old school, straight as an arrow.
Uh-huh.
No spinning anything. So if I go off to the left or the right, I'm just in trouble. And that's what I did the first game. By the end, I was taking a smaller bowl and just spinning it. But that first game, I had 159, and I just finished, and, you know, Bullfighter's playing his own. With his girlfriend or fiance, I don't know, his significant other. And he has 140 something going into the last frame, and I'm just watching. he goes like strike,
yeah.
You know, 9 or something like that, and it's 180 hey. Something or 190 something. I was like, I was beating him briefly for 9 frames.
He's eaten up by obviously the bullfighting and bowling. Yeah. He is eaten up by that bowling.
Well, he was going. When we left, he was like, "Yeah, I'm back here tomorrow for something." I was like, "My goodness!"
Yeah. He's eaten up by it. So, good weekend of sweep with West Virginia. Always good to beat those guys in anything, and send them packing. And the Red Raiders are now 12-9 in conference play, and they'll play tomorrow afternoon against New Mexico. We'll have Red Raider baseball with Tim Tadlock tonight. We'll get a chance to ask him all the questions and learn the inside workings of that sweep over the weekend. Very impressive to me that they took all those close losses in a row, 4-2 or 4-3, 4-2, 9-8, 5-4, all on the road, got home, did not have a whole lot of time to turn it around. And got 3 wins in conference. Not easy to do. Look at how many sweeps there were this weekend. And again, they had the, you know, second best or best ranking or standings in the Big 12. So when you get that done, great weekend. We'll come back and have some headlines for you. Hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. More coming up here on The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
All right, Lucas, let's get right into it and check this calendario, por favor.
Your daily look at what's happening in the world of sports, birthdays, and holidays. Let's check the calendar.
In God We Trust Day, April Showers Day, Chemists Celebrate the Earth Day, Earth Day, Girl Scout Leader Day, International Mother Earth Day, National Jelly Bean Day. Ooh, Lucas, one of your worst ones. I can still see the wretch.
Yeah, that was the most painful punishment physically that I had to endure, just not knowing whether it's going to be tolerable or if it was going to be absolutely disgusting. And I had to eat five, and I think three were okay, but the two that I ate were definitely two of the worst ones.
Were you required to chew it completely? Because the second I would have known it was bad, I would just swallow the thing immediately.
I think it was so bad it didn't matter.
He
cracked it with his teeth, and it was on.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember the two bad ones?
I think fish was one of them, like stinky fish or smelly fish or something. And then I can't remember the other one. I know one was like supposed to be toothpaste or something like that. That wasn't that bad, but I can't remember. I know what the fish one for sure was the one that almost made me
lose it. See, he's done all these crazy.
No, I was here for the blended McDonald's.
The eating punishments, and that's the one that carved him up the most.
Yeah.
Because he retched.
I didn't retch whenever I ate that Christmas.
I don't understand thing. How you pulled that off. That's one of the most nasty.
And I could have eaten it.
Things.
I would have had no problem as long as it didn't have chocolate syrup. The chocolate syrup just killed it for me. It was way too much. It just, that mixed with everything else, it was just the syrup. I mean, that's all I could taste.
Bad chills, man.
Yeah, it was.
The first day I came back on this show was the mustard ice cream for choice that had capers in it.
Yeah.
Hey, I hear it's horse week.
Yeah, that's
Derby week.
Yeah, it's Derby week.
I heard it might be aired on this show.
Yeah, that's the plan, I think. The final 30 of this show, and then if you miss it, a repeat on the bottom line. Because I believe it's the End of the Bench Derby brought to you by the bottom line.
You can check out the odds for the horses on 100.7 The Score's Twitter or Facebook accounts. Got any birthdays?
Yes, sir. Let's see. Machine Gun Kelly. Everybody loves Machine Gun Kelly. Don't know anything about him other than his girlfriend. 34 years old. Lucas, what does Machine Gun Kelly do that we might know?
So he started off rapping, but now he transitioned into rock music.
Oh, that's good enough. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, celebrating a 58th birthday.
And that's good.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Machine Gun Kelly. Jack Nicholson.
80?
87.
Seven.
87 years old. This one made me feel old. Marshawn Lynch. I mean, he's obviously retired, but he's a running back, so you don't think maybe he's as old as you once thought he was. But
37.
38 years old for Marshawn Lynch. LaRaven Clark, former Red Raider, 31 years old. Happy birthday to him. Candy Whitaker, former Lady Raider head coach, former Lady Raider basketball player, celebrating a birthday today as well. Rasheed Rice, birthday today. Not much celebrating going on these days for him, 24 years old. One of my favorite names, I don't know that he was necessarily great, but I got his autograph when I was younger, Mickey Morandini. Loved his name.
Yeah.
Seemed like that would be a fun name to say if you were on the radio. 58 years old for him. And Terry Francona, now retired.
Terry Francona is probably 65.
There you go. 65 on the dot.
Hoo-ah.
And those are your birthdays.
On this day in 1945, Adolf Hitler says, "We're done." Admits defeat in his bunker. Plans to commit suicide after learning the Soviet forces had entered Berlin. Richard Milhouse Nixon died on this day in 1994. Optical fiber is used for telephone transmissions for the first time. And the 1906 Olympic Games in Athens begin this day. April 22nd.
Let's see.
It was the second Olympic Games of the modern era.
See if we've got a good one for.
All right, give me an Olympic sport that you would want to play and one that you would not want to play. It can be winter or summer.
I don't want anything to do with skiing and shooting a gun at the same time. I don't want that one.
It'd be very hard to do.
Yeah, so I'll pass on that one. What is that? Is it Alp? I don't even know what it's called.
Ski shooting.
One that I would want to do, I wouldn't do well in, but I think I would be totally fine with just doing the 100. Get done, go around, check everything else out. I run, I don't make it.
It's over.
Everybody else is done, and there's Collier. All right, well, what are you doing? I'm going to go check out all the other stuff. You guys
wave to the crowd.
Thank you. Thank you.
Drape the American flag around your shoulders.
Run and go check out other events. Nah, that would probably be it, though, just something, a sprint. Because if I was fast enough to be in the Olympics and running the 100, I'd feel pretty good about myself.
One of my the best bar game that I play is shuffleboard. So I would love to try curling.
Yeah, I would like curling as well.
That would be number one for me. And then my number one not, water polo.
Yeah, that's that's a tough one too.
Drowning is not on my list.
Yeah, I have no desire.
Because they would take me and shove me under repeatedly and I would be out. Not the best at treading water, as you can imagine. Lucas, give me a good one and a bad one.
Good one would obviously be volleyball, whether that's the two-man sand or the court indoor with the normal six people. And then the one I would not want to do is anything on ice. I love watching hockey, but I can't skate to save my life. Yeah. So either figure skating or the one where they race around the like a race track.
Speed,
so,
yeah, I would like. Yeah. I think I would like the speed skating one. That would be fun. That would be fun. I saw something along those lines that it's not. It, basically, the two main ones got way out ahead of everybody, and one of them went kind of slow, and then everybody slowed down, and that one sped around, I guess, and like got second somehow, even though I don't know. It's too much to explain. I would love to do that one. All about speed. Again, quick, you crash, you're out. All right, let's chill. Let's watch everybody else do their thing.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
A kind of B-side Foo Fighters song that I love is Run.
I'd have to hear it.
They age themselves about 30 years, and they're in a nursing home playing to all the nursing home residents, and it turns into a mosh pit.
No, I'll be looking for it during the next commercial break.
It's a jam.
I'm sure I've heard it. I mean,
Weed Run. I am.
You say Fun is the name of it?
Run.
Run.
I'm looking at the new uniforms for the Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah, that came out this morning.
They have Sunset Orange, Midnight Navy, and Summit White. They're all like they're straight on, so you can't see the horse head on the side. They're replicas of UTSA. They look exactly like the Roadrunners.
Do they have just...
I feel like over the years, Bronco uniforms have been... They had about a 3.5 grade point average. Like, really good. Good uniforms.
That's how many games they usually win a year.
No, I'm looking at this here. Take a look at that.
Oh.
Those have meep meep written all over them.
Oh, 100%. Like the bottom ones? Like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Nothing against UTSA.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's but their look.
It's even got a little bit of a UTEP look to it as well.
Oh, yeah. There's some minor in there, too.
Yeah, there's some minor. Like that bottom left one.
Oh, that's that. You're right. The white one is UTSA.
Yeah.
The blue one is UTEP. Not a good look.
Not a good couple of years for the old Broncos. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Good thing I'm not a Broncos fan, though. Wow.
Let's do the burning questions, please, Lucas.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
Hit them up.
All right, gentlemen, if you can only win one conference series the rest of the season, which one are the Red Raiders winning? At Kansas this week, at home for Oklahoma,
most likely to win?
That you want them to win. Yeah, you can go most likely if it's different.
No, I don't want to do most likely. I want to do the one I want to win. And,
yeah, you want
and to. I want to win against OU for many reasons. Last time you're going to play them in conference, they're currently number one. I'm sure their RPI is going to be great. Would help you gallop and try to catch up with them. Give me that one.
Lucas?
Yeah, I think the OU series is definitely the I know it's the most important one. It's their final home series as well. So
yeah.
Protect the home field.
Yeah, so got to get the momentum, keep it going, and then it'll definitely help your RPI 100%.
You don't feel better about your team if you, say, go 1-2 against OU at home and then go sweep Oklahoma State, kind of proving, hey, we can win on the road before.
I just think you're going into a lot of what-ifs there and a lot of this has to happen.
We know they can win at home, though.
Well, I know. We know they can win against Oklahoma State, too. They do it every year.
This team hasn't. They haven't won much on the road, right? All right. Which Red Raider will be drafted the highest in the NFL draft, which gets underway Thursday and runs through the weekend? I mean, I can throw some names out for you. Tyler Owens.
Rabbit? I saw Miles, Rabbit in the third round.
Miles Cole.
Rabbit's the first one that came to mind.
No Miles
Adrian
Cole.
Taylor Demerson. I think he's... He's had the camps. He's had the
visits and
yeah, I think he's definitely it.
Over and under third round,
right in the middle of it.
Third round, I saw as high as second round for him, which was kind of crazy.
We've seen some defensive surprises go earlier than we thought.
Yeah,
I saw that in the third round he was going to Seattle. Yeah. So yeah.
The,
might have become a Seahawk fan.
Yeah, no, I'm happy for him. You know, personality certainly helps. He's obviously proven he can do a lot more than just win you over that way. But I wish him, unless he goes to the Broncos in those ugly uniforms. If you had to watch one of these five, I'm going to take the Dave Matthews Band off of there for you. One of these five newly minted Rock and Roll Hall of Famers in concert: Mary J. Blige, Foreigner, A Tribe Called Quest, Kool and the Gang, and Ozzy Osbourne.
Foreigner.
I knew I should have taken them off as well. Lucas, you don't get Foreigner because he just took Foreigner. So, Mary J. Blige, A Tribe Called Quest, Kool and the Gang, and Ozzy Osbourne, which is great because most of them are old for you, so you have to choose somebody you might not know much about.
Probably Mary J.
Blige, yeah, which is probably the closest to your age range there. No desire to watch Ozzy Osbourne?
Mm-mm.
Not current Ozzy, obviously. You don't like any Ozzy?
Just not one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a reality TV show?
He did. Most people probably know him more for his reality TV show. Yeah. He was famous before that, but yes. And apparently he was high the entire time he was doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And painkillers, probably.
This will be impossible and boring, and I'm going to say it anyway. There was a cartoon that had these two little aliens, okay? And they took over the earthly realm that they had entered with a thing called the Foreigner Belt. So when they put the foreigner belt on, he would say whatever song title, and then that would, I'm about to give you double vision. And then he had his eyes crossed. And so he was just going through the entire time doing foreigner song titles to weaponized foreigner song titles.
And what was this cartoon called? It was a foreigner cartoon?
No. It was, what's Master Shake?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Master Shake and Fry Man, the French fry guy.
Oh, I know what you're talking
and,
about.
And Meat Wad.
Yeah. I don't know the show, but I know what you're talking
Aqua
about.
Aqua Squad, something, Team Force.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Yes, Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That was the one. And they had these two little aliens that were Atari character looking things, and they used the foreigner belt to wage war. We got more coming up.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Yo, it is hour number two of the... three of the End of the Bench. Numbers and I, you know, it's difficult. Not easy for me.
Nor I.
A Hax Collier and Lucas edition of the program. I'm sorry, the Collier thing is just going to be something you're going to have to live with.
Yeah, no, I'm used to it.
Is that all right?
Yep, we're used to it.
David Collier?
Been called Collier forever.
Yeah?
Yep.
Texas Tech
don't call me Dave, and we're good.
Oh. No Dave?
I don't like Dave.
You know what I don't like?
What?
Gee off.
I don't like Dave because it always comes with Coolier afterwards. Kind of the Michael Bolton thing.
Why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks.
It'd be different if my name was Dave Coolier. Then I would get it. I would understand.
Now all I have is panda bears in my timeline, by the way.
It could be worse.
Since we talked about pandas. It could be worse. Could be Paige Spiernak. I have to... be careful when I have this, you know, timeline up in public, because my computer may have come to rest on the Paige Spiernak 20-second video of her hitting a golf ball barely clothed.
Yeah,
and then next thing you know, you get 15 more videos of barely clothed women hitting golf balls. Got to be careful. Just go to the following, right?
Yes, definitely go through the following. Man, those uniforms are just hideous.
Yeah, somebody said, did the Broncos lose a bet?
They're just bad. Like, what's wrong with... No, whatever. Not my team, not my problem, I guess. I don't have an NFL team, so I have no problem. We're getting pretty close to new uniforms here.
Oh, I know, dude.
Man, it's close.
How big is this sale going to be? Like, I know it's, I've never been to it.
I've never purchased any. I think I might have worked one weekend when it was going on and swung by it real quick, but I've never been to one to buy anything. It's got to be ridiculous. I mean, everything's going.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything must go. It's going to be an adjustment. All change is. But I think it'll be, in the long run, a good change.
Maybe I can check to see if they have any size shoes to replace my kid's shoes. Sorry.
Can we get Brooks?
No, we don't need any
some shoes.
We're totally fine. We can afford our own shoes. It's just the principle of some little punk walking down the hall stealing
3-hour bowling time.
Exactly. Could have bought some shoes with that.
Could have bought some shoes with that.
Well, shouldn't have to. I'd already purchased the shoes. That's the point.
What kind of shoes were they?
They were just Nike running shoes. They weren't ridiculously expensive. But that, again, not the point. Not the point.
Juvenile delinquents.
Shouldn't have a kid running around the hall stealing shoes from people. That's the point.
Why were his shoes off to begin with?
No, there were other shoes, like running shoes. Like the
like and, gym class
yeah.
shoes.
Oh, and yeah. the band hall, you have to set stuff out in the hall. So.
I just saw that the kid that used to call me the worst official in the history of the sport when he was 7 years old, he started off his career at OU.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went to ORU. Now he's playing for Northeastern State in the Riverhawks.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Trey. I love your daddy, but you're a different guy. Have we checked the real-time RPI today? Where are we at?
Let's check that right now. Last I saw, it was like 33. The race to the RPI.
Yep. Texas A&M 1, Arkansas 2.
Yeah. You find us?
Going to. OU 22. Oklahoma State 25 after losing 2 of 3 to K-State. K-State 34. Texas Tech 28, baby.
There we go.
Into the 20s. Let's go.
You got a couple in front of you?
UCF is in 10th place in the Big 12. They're 27th.
I know. I don't know. Eventually, playing Florida doesn't really matter when Florida's barely above 500, right? They're 35th.
You know, I'm just going to guarantee you something here. We're not going to like it at all. TCU is going to get in the tournament. Watch them get into this thing. Their RPI is at 41. Conference record's 8-13. I want to see who they play here. I'm looking it up.
23-15.
Overall?
Yeah.
All right, sweep of Houston, swept by Cincinnati.
That isn't necessarily bad if you look at a lot of the top 25.
Mystically canceled their series with UTRGV.
Yeah.
Win 2 of 3 with Tech. Win 1 of 3 with Texas. They host K-State. They go to Baylor, and they host West Virginia. I've seen them in some projections. I'm just telling you, they're going to backdoor into this tournament. Just have a feeling.
I guess that means this conference is pretty good then.
You want to talk about conference respect, this is unbelievable to me. The Auburn Tigers are 19-20, 2-16 in the SEC. RPI of 44.
That's because they played all of it. Because you just got to look at the top of the RPI, and then you know why.
Strength of schedule?
4 out of the top 7.
2.
4 out of the top 7 RPI SEC schools. Four of the top 6, sorry.
By the way, Tech's strength of schedule, 51. Ole Miss has the strongest schedule. Ole Miss is 6-12 in the SEC with an RPI of 24. DBU is 17, potential host. Oklahoma State, potential host.
DBU just had a tough weekend, though. They might drop a little more.
Aggies, Arkansas, Kentucky, Clemson, Florida State, Tennessee, North Carolina, East Carolina all will host. I saw a projection that had Tech going to Winston-Salem. Wake Forest currently has a 9 RPI.
They had a good weekend, too. They were 3-1. I think a series win over another ranked foe. I've got that here. See if I can get to it real quick.
That Oregon State team you played earlier this year is 30-9, RPI of 15.
Yeah, they got a series win against Florida State over the weekend. Wake did. Florida State, top 10 team.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Lots of Beastie Boys favorite songs and cocktail recipes for David Collier on the Yates Full Length Center chat line that he can take with him.
Yeah. Learn how to make some stuff for you.
Jig it up. Hacks Collier and Lucas, final segment of the end of the bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. We've had a good time today. Bottom line will be coming up here at noon. The Bottom Line boys kicking off their week. Sabotage is my favorite from D-Rock. No Sleep Till Brooklyn, sentimental favorite. Paul Revere, Margarita. Oh my gosh, Davey, a dang margarita. This is like choice in the women quiz, just epic failure. DC allegedly drinking these at the alley all night long. It's a fruity drink. There's orange, pineapple, and a cherry.
Hey, I will be drinking all those on my honeymoon, and I have no shame in that whatsoever. Just looking at the ocean on the beach of Hawaii, I will drink any of the fruity drinks. I do not care, because I will be in paradise. It only makes sense.
Okay. Way to rub it in.
Yeah.
I don't blame you for rubbing it in. Let's see here. I'm 25% Belgian. My grandfather was a first-generation American. Stella is good. Collier channeling his inner Chuck Hines. We went over that one.
Yep.
Vodka and Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck would have said Arkansas moonshine. How cheap is the stuff at the equipment sales, like shirts and polos? I don't know.
I genuinely don't know. Yeah, I've never been in line to buy anything.
Never been. I wish I could tell you. I would think like half off, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to promise anything.
No, yeah. Hack said it's half off. Half off.
The Jeff Haxton special. Just add
you guys,
the promo 10%. Code Haxton. Yeah, I've never been in line. I've never stood in line.
So you'll have to go check it out on your own. Sorry.
Let us know, though.
No shame in not knowing any of that stuff, but you did know a good amount of it. You're just being self-righteous. You're better than that, DC. Ooh.
Okay, whatever.
Oof. Yeesh.
Whatever.
Bench warmers, I'm going to the Oklahoma City Thunder game 2 Wednesday night. How early should I get there if I want to get a souvenir? Also, what is a good restaurant to go in Oklahoma City for the game? I haven't been to Bricktown since... I mean, I guess Mickey Mantle's is like...
Yeah, Mickey Mantle's is...
If you're looking to spend a lot of money and get a terrific meal, you could do it at Mickey Mantle's.
That would probably be my extent, because that's probably one of the few places I've eaten downtown
what
there
is
since the Big 12 baseball tournament
is
was there.
Is it Chilino's? That's
it, yeah.
Chilino's is pretty dang good. I like that a lot. They have the, you know, you can get the enchiladas with the egg over the top. Huevos rancheros.
And if you had asked me that, I might have been able to get that one for you. Throw a little tequila in there. Oh.
If I were you, I'd go to the Bricktown Brewery. They used to have ribs from Jake's and Chickasha up there. Bottom line is you can go down that road and not, you can have probably 20 to 25 choices and you won't go wrong. But I would go to Chilino's. I really like that. And as far as getting a souvenir, I mean, just an hour before.
I was about to say, I don't think that's going to be.
It's not a big issue at all.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Have fun. I went to the first Thunder game ever, and that's the only one that I've been to.
I went to one, I think it might have been the last time I was there when the Big 12 tournament was. No, it couldn't have been the Big 12. It must have been Big 12 baseball tournament going on at the same time. It was Portland against Oklahoma City.
Yeah, we act like we don't drink that much while we're at work. I've also never went golfing when the boss is out of town from the Ace 40 Center chat line.
We've got a TV up here. I don't think we can get away with drinking at work. We got a camera right there.
Choice got away with it in the parking lot.
That's a parking lot, though.
Bench warmers, why is it that people who don't drink alcohol wear it like it's some kind of badge of honor? I don't smoke crack, but I don't go around bragging all the time that I don't do it.
Again, sorry. I won't bring up my drinking habits again.
I'm sorry I gave you the booze quiz.
Getting attacked because I say I don't drink.
But you were drinking at the bowling alley.
Yes, and I had four beers the entire time.
Attaboy! That's a good number.
And again, I can't tell you the last time I had a beer. So
you should have had three shots of Jaeger, and then you would have been right on point with Bullfighter.
Yeah.
You'd have been pin for pin. So you went over the top, and then it's over.
And I wouldn't have known the difference either way. Had a turkey as well in one of my games.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble. You go, Lucas. We shall partake this summer's Cruise Unlimited. From Steven, save the equipment question for choice. That is how he got rich. Bench warmers. Start bench cut ice cream, chocolate, vanilla, cookies, and cream. Now we got it going from Tweepe.
Boy, I'm just going to get pulverized for this as well. Vanilla start. Man, I don't even like cookies and cream. I guess chocolate and then toss cookies and cream. I could toss both chocolate and cookies and cream, though. Yeah, I know. That's fine. You guys, more chocolate ice cream for you.
Okay, my favorite is chocolate almond. But I'll start chocolate, bench cookies and cream, and wipe out vanilla. Food quiz for tomorrow. I'll let him try for redemption. Okay, we may do that.
Okay.
I'm trying to publish here, but struggling. Hideaway Pizza, you're welcome. That's from the editor. Not a huge fan of the satellite hideaways, but it's still great.
Snooty. The OG hideaway guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you do set foot in a satellite hideaway, you have to specify thin crust. It's not really thin. But it's not the hand-tossed spit in the face of the true essence of Hideaway. Hand-tossed, I would rather punt it across the street than eat it. It's an abomination.
Yeah.
And that's what they serve you first. So say thin crust, trust me.
Is the Toby Keith's place still downtown? I don't even
know. I love this bar and grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I eat there. Wasn't bad. I got a big fried bologna sandwich. That was solid.
Viva 73, the Stockyards is an excellent restaurant in Oklahoma City. The only fine in Sonic, the only dine in Sonic is Bricktown. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Satellite Hideaway, horse name. I really want to replace some of the names at the last minute. I couldn't agree more. The names, not attractive this year, not nearly as well thought out, planned, voted on. I'm ashamed a little bit. Still love you, but we didn't do very good with the 1 through 20 that we have. Again, just my thoughts. Speaking of golf, just got back from Torrey Pines.
Ooh, wow.
I applaud people that can raise teenagers and not drink much. Not me.
That makes one of you, apparently.
You non-drinker. You say it with your chest. Oh, man. We got a flood of these down the stretch.
I apologize for not drinking as much. I'll work on that right after the show.
I don't know exactly what's going on. Can you figure out these last two here?
Why is it when I decide not to drink for a weekend or two friends, coworkers, random people at the golf course at like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Jamie said, you do you. Yeah, I got a second person that, at least that's what I'm going with.
All right. Thanks for listening in today to the End of the Bench. The Bottom Line is coming up next. Thanks to my man, Dave Collier. Oop, I did it. And I didn't mean to. David Collier.
Yeah, you're good.
The pink hoodied one, Lucas White. I'm Hacks. Have a great Monday. And join us tonight, Red Raider Baseball, Tim Tadlock, 6 on Double T 97.3.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.